Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
Community-wide Shura and AM 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event to strengthen our national intelligentsia and network. Contact underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake this world into a better place.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition of the CWSC Friday Roundtable. I'm your host, Latifa Hameen, with my co-host, Alia Abdul Rahman. Alia, I don't see you on. We're not going to be on, unfortunately, we're not going to be on Zoom this morning, but that's okay. We're still going to be on the studio board, inshallah. And Alia, you can open up your mic if you're there. I know she was having a little technical difficulty this morning, so we are going to see when she comes back.
Hello?
Yes, you're there?
Can you hear me? You hear,
yes,
yes,
I can hear you now.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I had to open up. My first time, you walking me through it, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
That's okay.
Okay, alhamdulillah. And we plan, and Allah plan, and Allah is the best of planners. That's the most.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure. You know, we already know it's always a pleasure and a blessing to be here on Fridays, inshallah, and
That's right.
The Friday roundtable. So we're thankful. And,
yes.
You know, we always want to give a lot of praise. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasulullah. Bear witness that there is no God but the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Ameen, ameen, ameen. So here we are this morning. Oh Allah, you are our Lord. There is no God but you. You created us, and we are your servants, and we uphold our covenant to you as much as we're able. We seek refuge with you from the evil that we have done. We acknowledge your favor, and we acknowledge your sin. So please forgive us. Indeed, there is none that can forgive sins except for you. Amen. Oh, Allah, we seek refuge. Oh, Allah, you are perfect, and we are imperfect. So please bless us and guide us. Do not leave us to do this alone, because we cannot do this by ourselves. And so we ask you to always be present in our lives. Amen. All right, Sister Leah, I am going to turn it over to you and let you do your thing this morning, inshallah. And I'm going to step back, inshallah. And we have someone on. Hold on one second, please. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Priscilla.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Did you have a question or something? Yes.
No, ma'am. I just want to do the promo for the cruise.
All righty. Can
you
hold
have time
on? We're kind of on a schedule. Yeah, we'll get back with you, inshallah. Is that okay? Because we're
no
just
problem.
On a schedule. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Mm-hmm.
Jumma Mubarak to everyone out there this morning. Alhamdulillah. We thank you all for joining in. All right, Sister Leah, I'm giving it to you, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Uzu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah rahman rahim. We're going to be having two special guests this morning. And one, the first one, I'm going alphabetically, is my dear co-host, Latifa A. Hameen. And so she has so many credentials behind her. I want her to tell me each one of those credentials. But anyway, Latifa A. Hameen, CDAT, CST, CLC, CRC. Latifa A. Hameen is a certified life and relationship coach, certified domestic abuse awareness trainer, self-talk trainer, author, poet, educator, and motivational speaker. She started Healthy Positive Choices in 2007. It is a 501c3 nonprofit organization which is used as a preventive tool to educate teens, young adults on the dangers of domestic violence while advocating healthy relationships. Ms. Hameen holds various degrees. She has a Master's of Art in Human Behavior and Development, MA, Bachelor's of Science in Community Education, and Associate of Arts in General Education. Ms. Hameen is a published author of 8 books. All are available for purchase on HBC websites and www.healthypositivechoices.com or Amazon. You can always check with Amazon.com. Latifa A. Hameen, can you please give us information, 5 to 7 minutes, on all of this that I just said?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a lot. That's really,
mashallah.
Just all the time. Just let me speak. Oh, sorry. You know I got stuff. I work with you, but I never saw a resume. So for me to read this, that's a lot. And I know I'm taking a little of your time, but so you have to start from the beginning. I'd like to know when you became Muslim. I'm sure everyone would like to know. Or if you were born and raised Muslim, can you just give us a 5 to 7 quick ones on yourself?
Yes. I was in actually, alhamdulillah, thank you. I was actually in college, when I first heard of Al-Islam. I don't know if you remember during that time they were going out. This is during the time, I guess, making that transition from Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, to Imam Wardeen Muhammad, Rahim Allah Alay. So we was right in that transition when I was actually in college. And and then I, you know, some brothers came down and and they were actually, you know, to the college. You know how they used to have the booths and things like that. So they came down,
yeah,
had the booths, And then that's how I was first introduced to Islam. And they came to pick me up, and the rest is history. And so I've been Muslim since 76. I've been Muslim. So that was right at the transitional period on 1976. That's a long time.
That is, you know, I remember you, man, coming on campus. I was on the campus green. You're saying exactly what I went through. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. So, so that was truly, truly a blessing. I'm only one, you know, my family my immediate family, of course, raising your children as Muslims, but born Muslim. But none of my family has accepted Islam. I mean, it's you know, Allah makes Muslims, so I'm not tripping on that. So none of them became Muslim.
Yeah, but I'm sure your family respects you. Same thing with my family. I'm the only one, but it's okay because, you know, we have to represent.
Yes, that's true. We have to be that example. So being that example, that was a blessing in itself. So I'm thankful for that, for being Muslim. I'm thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I don't know if I would have be the person I am. No, would not be the person I am today without Islam. So it's really been a journey. And so alhamdulillah, Allah's blessed me to continue on this path of Islam and doing the things that I have to do. And you know, just trying to make a difference. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. I want to ask you, we're going right in. We got a few more minutes. So can you tell us a little bit about the CEO position you have with AM360?
Well, yes. I have I've been with I've been with American Muslim 360 CWSC since I guess it's like 2016 is when I started, and then I came back. I took a small break. I think it was like almost a year. I came back in 2017, and when I came back in 2017, I actually had a program, and when I came back, I was working in human resources, and you know, so I've always been an active member in CWSC AM360, and then so coming back and being a part of it, and after taking that break and coming back, it was a young man at the time, and I guess he was the older guy, and he was the CEO, Brother Imam Hakim. He's since passed on, may Allah be pleased with him. And I was actually his assistant, and that was in 2019, I believe, toward the end of 2019, I was actually his assistant. And so we went on our cruise in 2020, and that's when I have, January of 2020, I became the CEO for AM360. And here it is. I'm going on 2 years, alhamdulillah, coming up in January. It'll be 2 years being the CEO of AM360. So that's a short version of the journey.
Yeah.
I've been with this. I've been with CWSC AM360 for approximately close to 6 years. I guess about 6 years, yeah. Going on 7 years, I guess.
Continue with that. We have a few more minutes on that. Can you continue and say some of the things you're expecting to do? What does the future look like for AM360? What are your expectations?
Well, we have a lot of things. Alhamdulillah, I have a nice group of senior management team. I have a senior management team, and we're working tirelessly to get a lot of the things done right now. We have an ad booklet out. We do that every 6 months. It's like our fundraiser, and so we have that going right now. Well, of course, it's out now, and the new one will be out in May. but we're in the process of putting it on CWSC so everyone can go on there, and it'll be a tab, AM360 directory. It's on there now, but we're making some changes to it so to make sure that it's going to be user-friendly for all of the everyone that wants to go on and look at the ad booklet or ad directory. It will come out every 6 months. It'll be part of CWSC that'll be on there. We also, we're doing so many things this month. The month of December is Pledge Month. We're pledging, and we're asking all the everyone to pledge the $9.99 for this month. We'll have our telethon during Ramadan, but right now we have Pledge Month, which will be going on this month. We have a new disclaimer that we have put up here. We're constantly making changes, doing fundraisers, making sure that we're increasing our listenership here on AM360. There's so many wonderful things that we're doing. We're working tirelessly with our hosts. We want to make sure that all our hosts are doing a great job here on AM360. And if you know of anyone that is interested, or out there in the listening audience, anyone's interested in being a host, you know, give us a call, info@cwsc.us or 910-317-0297. We currently have approximately, I think it's 19 to 20 hosts, and we're having an hour.
That was my next.
Our hosts, they stay. We don't have people that are leaving. We have our hosts. All our hosts have been, have stayed. I think the one that have, let me see, the less time is maybe 2 years. Everybody else is beyond that, at least over 2 years. I think maybe 2 years, yeah. I think it's somewhere, maybe a year and a half to two is the shortest time for a host here on AM360. So we're constantly trying to make changes. We're constantly trying to better the broadcast that we have, bringing on new people constantly, having the round table, and also we have the town hall. We got a lot of town halls, alhamdulillah, coming up for next year. We're excited about that, and you already know about some of that, Aaliyah, and we're excited about having the town halls coming up. We're, inshallah, going to add a political program on Mondays. That's what we're working on now. We made some changes with some of our programs that we have, but we're just up and moving. I'm excited about the possibilities coming down. It is just so wonderful to be a part of this wonderful intelligentsia, CWSC, AM360. So I'm elated to be the CEO, and inshallah, I plan to continue to be successful in this role, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, that was fabulous. Thank you so much. Oh yeah, I didn't realize it was. I'm one of the hosts. I didn't even realize it was 20. I'm glad to hear that too. So that's pretty good. Alhamdulillah. What do you see? I mean, are you reaching out? What are you? I'm gonna put it away. Let me see. Can you tell us anything else while I'm getting my question together here?
Here it is. Okay.
This is what I was going to ask you. I'm sorry. Let me ask this. What are some of your greatest accomplishments so far under this position?
Just the opportunity to one thing before I say that is opportunity to work with some really, really wonderful people. Martha, Nyla, just a superb human being. She is just, you know,
yeah.
I love that sister for the sake of Allah. She is such a giving and a resilient person. So I just want to give that shout out to her. And also just my accomplishments here is just being able to have a great team that I have. These the team that I have, they're very tirelessly working in this cause. And when I call on them, they're just, all right, they're Johnny on the spot. We have Rabia Jackson, which is administrative assistant, Kareem Hassan, which is the advisor and also the director of the PSAs. I have Abdul Shaheed, which is a quality assurance team leader, Imam Kareem Hamid, which is always there, manager, station manager, and Khalida Akbar, and the programming manager. So we have a really great team. So one of my greatest accomplishments is having a great team for number one, and then being able to have so many things that we're doing and having the autonomy to do those things. And just, you know, just being able to broaden our listenership, broaden our perspective, and just to, you know, we're opening up doors, to be able to open up these doors that we have opened up in the broadcasting arena here, and to just be a part of such a prosperous team. So, alhamdulillah, I'm thankful for that.
Alhamdulillah, that's so good. I just want to this is being recorded, correct?
Yes,
or
ma'am.
Can this be recorded? I loved what you just said. Certain things you say
probably
with me, I enjoy with you. Uh-huh, I enjoy, so I understand some of the things you're saying. It's been great. So I think it's time for a PSA. You'll be coming back, right, to answer any questions?
Yes. I am going to. We'll start a PSA, and then we'll be right back, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dr. Baiza Muhammad, host producer of Healing and Harmony for Humankind, where you give positive solutions a voice. Right here on AM 360 every Tuesday morning, 8:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I support AM 360 and CWSC because of their support for our group intellect. From the Model Communities National Resource Directory and Speakers Bureau to American Muslim 360 Broadcasting and more. Join me.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, we're back with Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO of AM 360. Latifa? She's going to be back shortly.
I was on mute.
Okay, you heard me, right? I was calling you. So, yes, we're back. Thank you so much. So I think we're opening it up for questions from the audience.
All righty, let's see.
I don't
have
see
anyone
any.
At the... Okay. All righty.
I don't see, except the sister Priscilla, and I don't know the numbers.
All right. No, there's no any, not any callers. Bismillah.
Oh, need for you to elaborate if we have the time a little bit more and some of your
you got Martha.
Yeah, I know. So if you know I don't see any other persons asking any questions.
No, Martha's on. Martha has a question. Open up her mic. Martha.
Yes. And my question is directly when you mentioned Latif, and thank you. Greetings of peace to everyone, and definitely to our co-hosts here. Is I guess the switcheroo, mm-hmm. Aliyah Abdulrahman, and Latifa Hameen, and Latifa as being the guest. And my question to you, Latifa, is you mentioned about the broadcasting. Can you share more on that, the future expectations for the broadcasting arena?
Well, inshallah. Mainly to get our host to full capacity, to not have any slots, to have a well-rounded broadcasting, just doing, you know, the religious arm, which we do have, and, you know, some more political, getting a little bit more in the political arena. We have, I'm trying to, inshallah, increase it with the young minds. We like to have some young minds there to have a broadcast so that we would bring in that quality of listeners. We definitely want to be well-rounded. We want to make sure that we have all walks of life here on AM 360, not just one school of thought. We want to be well-rounded. So that's what I'm working on, inshallah, for the upcoming year in the broadcasting, is to have our young minds. We're going to have a young mind seminar on accomplishments and different things. Sister Aliyah Abdulrahman, she's working on that particular area of the youth, the young minds. I don't want to call them youth, they're young minds, and they're very productive young minds. So we're going to be having that, and inshallah, we want to have a program with the young minds. I think it's so important because they are tomorrow. And then just opening up the political arena, just trying to be a little bit more well-rounded in our overall broadcast on AM 360, inshallah.
Inshallah. And two, I think you mentioned, and thank you. Thank you so very much. That's something to look forward to. And then the town halls you mentioned, and I think you mentioned about the connection with the medium in particular.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we are reaching out. Thank you so much. I forgot. I kind of did a little sidetrack on that one. We are reaching out to the various mediums. We have reached out to IWDM. We've reached out to A New Day in El Islam. And we're going to be reaching out to the Female Solution and A Clear Understanding. And we have IWDM, Imam Sahir will be on with us on next month, on the 16th, I believe, and Yusuf Ramadan will be on with us, and then we'll have the other two, inshallah, on. What we are wanting to do is have a town hall of all the mediums that we have out there, Islamic mediums, and then we want to see how we can connect with one another. How can we, you know, work with one another, and you know, we show you what we're doing, and you let us know what you're doing, and we're sharing that, we're connecting, and we're you know, almost promoting each other, because that's what it's about, because there's a room for all of us out here. So we want to make sure that we're connecting with all the mediums and that we have a good working relationship, inshallah.
Now that's interesting.
Thanks so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam.
That is great.
Yeah.
I know.
That's something coming down the pipe for January as well. So we're excited about that. It was through the CWSC office, and you know, Martha and I talked about it, and I thought it was a very good idea. So thank you, Martha, for putting that out there. And it's just so many things, like I said, we're doing. But we want to make a difference. We're not, as AM360, we're opening it up, because the more we give, the more we're opening up, the more Allah will bless us. It's not a all mine and you know, and you don't have anything. It's all of us together, working together and making this happen. So I'm excited about that possibility, because they can bring in something that we don't have, and we can bring in something they don't have. And, you know, just connecting. We're not trying to change anybody. We're just connecting and just making it one big happy family, and letting them know, hey, you know, we're open to things that you have, and you're open, and you can be open to things that we have, and we, you know, we can all work together, inshallah.
Inshallah, mashallah, that was fabulous. It's like networking. You're networking with all the other news mediums, host mediums, all the radio shows. That's what you're saying, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. Mashallah. Wow. Well, I can't tell. I don't see on my computer any more questions. But thank you so much, Latifa. This has been great.
You are welcome. And I'll be back with you in just a few. But thank you. Excellent job, Sister Aliyah Abdul-Rahman. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. And we're going to have another short PSA, I believe. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Okay, good. I think
then we'll come back for Martha.
Okay, I'm going to come back with Martha Naila. Thank you so much.
All right, alhamdulillah. All right.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of El-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be upon you. You are invited to CWSC National Town Hall. Straight to the point. The 50-year human family planning. That's every second Saturday, starting at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for 5 to 7 hours. Yes, you've heard it right, and we need your contribution. You want to be a part of the discussion and the solution, please dial 910-317-0297. Again, we are inviting you to join us every second Saturday for the discussion and for solutions to the 50-year human family planning. It is a CWSC National Town Hall, straight to the point. Your contribution is needed. We want to be informed, we want to implement, and we want to initiate documents. We have identified that we do need a 50-year human family planning. Let's remake the world into a better place. God's peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be upon you.
Wa alaikum salam rahmatullah. We're getting ready to go into the next guest, which is Martha Naila Abdullah. Can anyone hear me? Can everyone hear me? Latifah?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Ma'am, I hear you.
My phone, I'm having problems with my computer. I have three things going right here, and I can't tell if I don't hear something. Okay. She's the founder. She's the founder and director of Know Me, KNOWME/KnowMe, KnowMe. I thought that was interesting. Institute, an institute focused on health, education, and youth empowerment. She began listening to AM 360 in 2009. She joined CWSC in 2013 at its first national conference held at Masjid Umar Ibn Said in Fayetteville, North Carolina. She has served on the CWSC Board of Directors as Corporate Secretary and Financial Director. She says, we have a great team of leaders and supporters at all levels of our institution. We've been working diligently over the years, methodically, carefully, and strategically building a national intelligentsia and resource center to serve institutions nationwide. Both Imam Muhammad and our founder, Imam Thomas Abdussalam, were visionaries. Each left some powerful blueprint for construction. And as CWSTC continues with Naila at the helm, I am confident with our best days helping communities ahead, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been with us, guiding our spirit and our intellects and faith and future. I'm going to stop there. She has a lengthy, I'm going to go on to another part. A widow, birthed three children, three sons, and have been blessed with seven grandchildren, mashallah, and called grandma by many whose lives I've touched. Am the second oldest of seven siblings. One died after birth, a sister. My mother, Flora Moore Latham, is 89 years old and is a grandparent at the local school I graduated from. It was closed in 1970 due to integration, but my mother and other concerned citizens fought to have it reopened, first as a primary school and then back to a high school. Praise be to Allah. I was an exchange student. Just a little bit more about Martha is interesting. I was an exchange student in 1968 with Nassau, Bahamas, through an effort of the National Youth Council of the United States. Along with two other girls in 68, we formed Youth on a Soul Beat, and that was the initiator for our being chosen to go to the Bahamas along with other students throughout the United States. She joined the Nation of Islam in March 1974 at 21. She served as a caregiver for the past 52 years in nursing homes, hospitals, and ongoing for the past 25 years in private homes. She's done so much in her life. I'm just scanning through. She's a distinguished lecturer in the CWSC Speakers Bureau and has served as a programming manager. Programs including Community Buzz, a Good Book, Community Developmental Stages. She was the most recently awarded Volunteer of the Year by the CWSC during its 10th anniversary celebration for AM 360 in Cozumel, Mexico. Mashallah. Sister Martha, you're going to have to give us some more information on you. You have a lifetime of an interesting life. Salam alaikum, rahmatullah. Sister Martha?
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakat.
Welcome,
Juma Mubarak. Yes. And you know when it's all said and done, the inner core of ourselves, and greetings of peace, and Juma Mubarak to everyone who's listening now and later. And thank you, Aaliyah, again for your being here and trusting yourself to take the lead. And Latifah has been such a great coach, I'm sure.
Oh my goodness. To everyone,
alhamdulillah, yes. To everyone, you know, I always inject my mother because it wasn't that my father wasn't present every day in our lives, because our stepfather, he transitioned in 1968. But he was very, very good, provider and teacher to us all. But our mother, because she kept us into the faith, the climate of faith. I say it that way, the climate, because we had a structure of being in the church,
But she was, even when she wasn't home, she was home, because my sister, who's 2 years older, was always mom. So she instituted what mom laid down. So praise be to Almighty God. Yes. So I thank Allah for my mother and for my siblings. And as everyone, I'm sure you know, the love that we generate comes from somewhere. And sometimes it's out of pain, and sometimes it's out of the pure joy that you've had from growing up. And thankfully, mine is from the joy. But I've lived to see once, and one of the two individuals that went with me to the Bahamas was out of pain. She was a very loving person. And I thank Almighty God for her, the two young ladies. And I want to share their names because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has revealed that servants are yet alive, yet we don't see them or we don't understand it. So that was Gloria Clemens and Mazetta Rozier, those two young ladies. When we established Youth on the Soul Beat, and that's where everything stirred for me, working with children, reading to them, just sitting on a turned upside down bucket with children at our feet. After we've come from the bean field, I want to take it home to the very basic understanding of life and growing up. That's where I emerged from working in the bean field, and along with the neighbors who were in the neighborhood, who jumped on that bus with a contractor and him going and taking you to a bean field, and you just get off and you start a long row. Look like you would never flip by the end of the day, you would have. And picking those beans and then bringing the money back home. And at that time, you know, the financial means for the family was just that. You connecting yourself with what work looked like. And in those days, there wasn't that much of strenuous paperwork. I say strenuous because if when my sister was ill and couldn't go to this dishwashing job that she had, I went in her place. No questions asked. I just went in her place, washed those dishes, and got paid and come on home. And when I say got paid, you know, the what we're experiencing now with inflation and everything, it wasn't that much for us, but yet the prices were still too high for us to afford many things. But we were happy with what we had. And that's, I'm saying the environment that my mother presented for us, and her being a strong person in the church and very strong in the community, that's how when in 1970 the schools closed, that she and other ones who were more involved with the process for going to court, putting forth the paperwork, and then them going before the court and the judges affording saying, yes, those schools should be opened back up. That's historically a great thing, but it took a little more strength for them to go and beg the principal to come back and take, you know, force with them and reopen it as a high school. So today, when we were 2 miles away from that school, now my mother is right across the street from that school, a new development. The whole neighborhood was lifted up and developer, new homes for everyone. This new area was developed. So I thank my mother for her ongoing, as she still is doing what she loves best, and that is being with the children as a grandparent in the school. And she was also a caregiver from her heart. People who would have normally been institutionalized, the police would come to their home when she was younger and get her to come and calm the people down with mental situations in the jail. So I say that as a background to why I'm such a loving caregiver to anyone that's in need. So alhamdulillah, so I stop right there.
Yes, don't stop right there. Do you have to? We may have some questions.
Okay. I mean, I will share from this end of it, you know, connecting with Alice Lime, I can now pinpoint certain areas in my life where, you know, you have those points where you say, oh, wow, I studied that and I really loved that. Well, Abu Ibn Adam was a poem that I fell in love with at 11 years old. I had no reason, just I loved him. We were studying poetry. And then on, that was at 11 years old. And then at 12 years old, I was door of our home. And I kind of looked up, and I don't know how individuals take when you say a vision. I don't know if I can call it a vision. But I sensed very strongly that I would be taken care of. But what I was shown was men. I would be taken care of men. And I didn't, you know, tarry with it too long. I just knew I was going to be taking care of people. And it come to be, you know, working with women in the neighborhood doing different things. But when I got into the nursing home and doing the chores that, you know, is required of one working in the nursing home, is no glamour, everyone. Then, but the love. And then on to the hospital and private duty in isolation cases. And then individuals would call me, nurses, from 9 floors, they would call me if someone transitioned to come and wash the body. And okay. I wasn't connected with Alice Lime, no more than they saw the care that I gave to the person alive and the care I gave to the person after they transitioned. And wow. I just say praise be to Allah. And that was at 21 years old. And then I entered into the Nation of Islam. That was very funny. Like Latifah said, you know, being at the college campus, well, mine was where the young man coming to the neighborhood, when they said fishing, really went into the neighborhoods and they really knocked on your door and they really asked you to come and go to those meetings. And my mother, so weary about me and my, I was very, what they call it, accident prone. I mean, literally, accident prone. I have the scars to show it. But nonetheless, she feared me going 35 miles away to Miami from Pompano Beach. And she said, don't you have somewhere closer? And the young man said, yes, in Fort Lauderdale. So that's where I went, in Fort Lauderdale on Sixth Trunk Boulevard, which was 6th Street at the time, and saw those women dressed. I asked, how should I dress? And he said, like you go to church. So I dressed like I go to church with all due respect, but it was nothing like those women that were standing at the door to greet me as I entered. And that would never leave my mind, I pray, because it was like I had just dropped out of from one dark spot into heaven. That was in my mind. But hearing the sharing and saying to myself, I've always been looking for God. At 8 years old, I really thought that God was in the form of the Caucasian image. I really thought that, and being that Caucasians didn't live on the side of the town where we live, when I saw one and spoke to him and he didn't return the greeting, I felt so hurt, so unloved, so I cried. And I heard this again, everyone, don't, I can't explain it other than don't stop speaking. So if you're around me and I'm speaking to everyone, just know that that's where it's stemming from, that I just love speaking to everyone. Praise be to Almighty God. But that assured me, not away from me, but I wanted to find God. So that was my journey at 15, going from church to church, the sanctified, the Jehovah Witness, the looking for God. And when the Nation of Islam was there for me in March of 1974, I was happy because of what the brother was saying, but something was still missing, because when he told me that the messenger is interested in the young children, they went, I said, gosh, I've come all this way and still can't find God. I'm too old at 21. But praise be to Allah for Imam Warthdi Muhammad Rahimullah Huley, who, you know, Allah's mercy be upon him, and granted him high stakes in paradise, and to Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his wife, Clara Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. And I'm stumbling right here because I didn't want to say master. I want to really truly say Farad Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him too, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ways for the thing to be introduced. So praise be to Allah. And with Imam Warthdi Muhammad, I was more relaxed. I must say I took a break. As young people would, I was a young person, getting involved in many instances, like young people, ignorant young people will do, I'll put it that way. And so much so that, you know, abuse situations occurred by my being involved with situations that I shouldn't have been. And but coming on through that, it showed me, okay, so God, and as we put it, God spared your life. Okay, so that means God has something special for you to do. It's what the older folks would say. So that's how I took it. And so entering into 1975 with Imam Warisuddin Muhammad, Rahimahullah, and continuing on from there, and not a totally understanding. And as one would say, what's the word when they say you go back, backslider? Not necessarily a backslider, but I was so judgmental of myself not being perfectly in tune that I just withdrew myself from attending the building. But I was working on my inner self, and that's where Know Me, Know Me came to be in 1982. Huh?
Very good.
Yes.
Know me, know me. Oh, boy.
Know me, know me. It's where Almighty God, you know, Almighty God wants us to know Almighty God is always present. And that's what I come to know.
Mm.
And then the N-O-M-E, I'm nothing without that. So whatever I share with the young people, that's what I share with them. And actually I ask them, can they jump up to the sky and not come down? And of course the answer is no. And so I say, then you have to pray. and then it ends with, if you know me and really, really know me, then you'll know me when there is no me. So praise be to Almighty God.
Alhamdulillah. Beautifully said. Oh, boy. I can't, on my board here, there's hands raised. So I'm thinking that there's questions.
Okay, let's see here. I'm looking at my board. If you want to take that pause now,
yes.
I think, then we do have Priscilla, as she's been patiently waiting. And I'm thankful for if there's anyone who wants to ask a question, that's what you wanted to share.
Yes.
For them to press one.
Latifa? Okay, I'm not sure. So,
I'm here. I'd like to ask Martha, please tell us some visions, some of your visions that you have for CWSC Intelligentsia coming down the pipe for next year.
And those were some of my questions, too. I had questions, but I'm looking at the clock and the hands. Well, thank you, Latifa. Yes.
If she could just answer that one.
Thank you. I know we're coming close, and I know that's one of my questions. CWSC, please, Martha.
All right. Praise be to Almighty God. And give. Thank you, Latifa, and thank you, Aaliyah. Thinking immediately of Thomas and the 2009, listening all the way through from 2010 to 2013, when Thomas started with asking us to have a vision of what community really means. And as you can tell from my background, I'm, you know, growing up, oh, wow, this was right down my alley. And meeting him and Mukhtar and Adam Diya and Bina Muhammad at the time, and Bina Muhammad, Muhammad Beya now, meeting them along with others at Masjid Ibn Said, Omar Ibn Said in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that started everything for, I just want to be involved. I didn't care what end. And so when he presented it, the intelligentsia and how it was shaped from his mind in 2014 when it actually was incorporated, well, then the intelligentsia, I just wanted to read everything that was presented. And Mukhtar Muhammad was secretary, and Adam Biya was and is the accountant. And the establishment of CWSC with the vision of remaking the world into a better place, and then the mission of it is that we take it into and form it, shape and mold it into what that vision was saying. And with that, that means that we will design and create and do research. And that's where we are, is continuing to do the research as to how are we to put this together. Well, Mukhtar's leadership in 2015, after Thomas transitioned, took us into the forming of the structure, the written component, the content rather, for the components, which is make up the intelligentsia, and then forming the structure of how we are to connect first with one another, how do we are to get to know one another. We're working together, but we're in different states, many of us in different states around the United States or through the United States. And we're 50 states strong, maybe not having someone who's aware of CWSC in all 50 states, but we're still considered 50 states strong. So with that, CWSC's mode of operation with through AM360 and then with the other components, and then we say the flagship, which it is, praise be to Allah, Thomas tirelessly, as Latifa mentioned, and continuing that tireless work. Thomas did it, and Dr. Aisha Kareem was the CEO, which is the emeritus now, and Mukhtar now is the emeritus executive director for CWSC. And as I'm thankful to have come into with the relationship of everyone as being, having been program manager, knowing the ins and outs of everything, and that dropped in my lap. I praise be to Allah when Mustafa Mujahid had to take a leave to care for his family member, his mother, I believe, and may Allah be pleased with her. And thank Mustafa Mujahid and his wife, Kim, when they hosted a show on Sunday morning. But the work that was done, all the work that was done and is carried on now, and AM360 continue to be that flagship, we're now merging in the other components, giving light to them, and that's why you've heard the interviews of the certain numbers of the directors, the Speakers Bureau, Dr. Rita Stewart of Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, William Kareem of, is it the Bronx, New York? In New York, I just say that. He's the Leadership Development Council and internship. And then we have, you know, Imam Abdullah Aziz, very, very busy individual, but you've heard much about him and his presentation on Monday evenings. But he's a National Leadership Advisory Council director and ambassador's director. There's much to go into that, but you'll be hearing the interviews later on coming through the year, inshallah. And then we have, before I get to Khalida and Manira, we have the think tank. That's where all of our thoughts, ideas are written down and shared, and then we all contribute to the thought process that is necessary. So we're continuing that, and you've heard Imam Wali Ayub Bilal on Wednesdays, now Wednesday evening, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., as he's projecting, giving everyone time to think, and that's the way Thomas handled it as well, giving you time to think, what does halal, he's saying, okay, we speak of halal, Muslim community, and so he has halal in this do for self. And do for self, that's just taking taking heed of save yourself and your family. So with that, whoever joins in the think tank process, it will be coming into view this year, in 2023, excuse me. That's one thing, Latifa, that's coming down the pipe. And so everyone can began to think, if you haven't already, put some thought before the action and to how the 50-year human family strategic planning, that's what's in action right now, will take shape and form. And there's many initiatives to that. So one is to come together, whether by Zoom, in person, and combination of, but contributing to that process in a think tank fashion. And from that think tank fashion, then constructive processes will take place. Looking forward to, yes, some very constructive processes in 2023. And then with leadership development, I'll go back to that, Leadership Development Council and internship, William Kareem, if everyone knows, he's with the arts, and I say arts in general, and his human relations self. He will be connecting with the museum here that we established a relationship with in St. Petersburg, the museum, Carter G. Woodson Museum of Florida, African American Museum of Florida, and with the Art Institute here in St. Petersburg. And what comes out of that will be through the directorship of William Kareem. We are connecting also on the interfaith group. I say interfaith here in Tampa Bay. We are going to be a part of the ML King, Martin Luther King Jr. Parade. More so, CWSC is already a member of the interfaith group, all for the purpose of getting to know and contributing to the year human family strategic planning, where we need to know of the faith community so that the work that needs to be done in the neighborhoods is more fine-tuned in the neighborhood through the faith communities. So when we come, when we're part of the CWSC, be a part of the march here of ML King, that's through the combination of St. Petersburg and the Tampa area who will have connected to do that. And in our communication, we're looking at going to form long-range plans for more activities. Now, CWSC, also with AM360, Latifa and I are speaking about having something that speaks to CWSC's annual or biannual representation that will give more identity to everyone when they hear the word or the acronym CWSC or the Community-Wide Shura Conference and the flagship AM360 along with the other intelligentsia. We want to do something, but that's in discussion right now. But first, one of the other things, as I stated, the march will speak to a lot of what we've been sharing, and that is identity as well as the collaboration that we are putting forth. There's another collaboration process with the Masjid here in Tampa, Masjid and Nasser. They do the food program every Saturday with the community there. We don't want to just have it, let's just say, singled out to just with the Muslim community, but we say to humanity. So we're connecting with, as a matter of fact, we just communicated with drawing a blank. But it's they are food pantry plus they are a We Help Center, Metropolitan Ministries. Thank you. Metropolitan Ministries, we were there when we went on the cruise in 2020. One of our actions here on the ground was to attend that pantry, food service program, and Henry Hasib and Nazim Pasha and Abdul Karim Ali and Abdul Qawi Aziz and Abdul Salam Hamid and Mukhtar Muhammad and his daughter and his wife and I know I'm missing someone, Martha Stilson, myself. We were there. Oh, and Priscilla Al-Ukta, they were there. I come a little later. But they were there to help serve the patrons that attend the Metropolitan Ministries there in Tampa. So they're looking to collaborate with us further, as well as the school system here. We're connecting with them. We haven't communicated as to how we're going to collaborate, but with the City Hall here in St. Petersburg, and we're doing things here in St. Petersburg because I reside in St. Petersburg, Florida, and Florida is just a model. So we're looking wherever we have our directors, we're going to begin to unfold pretty much how the directors see the best process to take place, but with the same thinking of connecting, communicating, and collaborating and being consistent with our connections and committed. So I'll separate that. That's basically what's coming up, as well as I'll leave to Priscilla, as she's been working diligently with the cruise and our participation in another country, which is Barbados. So, Latifa, if that's okay, I'll leave that part for her to share. as what's coming forth for CWSC. We want
yes,
to generously,
I will.
And let me just thank all of our contributors. We don't want our contributors to think that we don't appreciate you. We want you to know we do appreciate you. Our recent strategic planning was September 14th through the 18th, and we hope to have that each year, inshallah. But we thank you again, as you are definitely a force. And we're speaking with grant writers. I'll leave it right there. Thank you.
Thank you, Martha. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Martha.
I guess
you
we're going to go on.
You know, I oversighted something, Latifah, and I wanted to ask you and Martha, because you're on this 1 hour, the first hour, I need information on how to reach you. I didn't get that.
Oh, okay. all of us, usually we do the 910-317-0297, 910-317-0297, or you can email us at info@cwsc.us. That's always a good way because we get all the messages that come through that channel. So, alhamdulillah.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
All right.
So much.
We're going to make that transition, Aaliyah. But I wanted to say connect with us online at am360.org or by 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Join us live in the studio by dialing 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. You can email us at info@cwsc.us or tweet us at CWSURA and like us on Facebook, Community Wise Shura Conference. Visit our website of our parent company, CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You're listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Together, we can remake the world into a better place. Alhamdulillah. All right, we're going to take a station identification break, and then I'm going to come back and turn it back over into the hands of Sister Aaliyah Abdul-Rahman to introduce her next guest, inshallah. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. Wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy. Keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And welcome back to the CWC Friday Roundtable. And our next guest, if you are with us, Sister Pam, press 1 to get in the queue, please. Sister Pam, press 1 to get in the queue. Here she is. All right, I'm going to turn it back over into your hands, Sister Aaliyah Abdul-Rahman, inshallah.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Good morning, Pam. Happy Friday to you. We say Juma Mubarak. How are you? It's good to have you here. I'm sorry the Zoom is not on for today, but next time you come on, inshallah, we'll see you. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Aaliyah. Good morning, Latifah. Thank you guys for having me on today.
Okay, so I'm going to read your bio, okay, so let everybody get a little preview on you. Okay, Pamela McLean Harriet loves helping others and serves our Heavenly Father. She embodies diversity, a multifaceted woman with many talents and interests. She is skilled in training and development, mediation, arbitration, conflict resolution, and research. She is semi-retired and has an online life coaching business. Since 2018, she has established and is leading a 501(c)(3) nonprofit, Tri-County Veterans Resource Center, a community center dedicated to providing veterans and their families with information, basic skills, and resources necessary to assist them in acquiring services along with the benefits to which they are entitled. A dedicated American, having served in the United States Armed Forces and was honorably discharged at the rank of sergeant, Pamela has a 30-year history of volunteering and working with veterans. Her previous roles also include director of the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, United Way, career education counselor, psychology instructor, clinical mental health therapist, emergency psychiatric screener, and a readjustment counseling therapist. Department of Veteran Affairs Vet Center. In 2015, she became the founder CEO of the parent company, La Elise, LLC. One of the businesses under this company is Natural La Herbal, an herbal skincare line since 2012, along with her husband of a retail and online alternative healthcare company. She now resides in North Carolina, South Carolina. See, I'm sorry, my, yeah, it's not here. So she currently resides with her husband in South Carolina. Pamela?
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that correct?
Well, I'll just finish the last part. It's since 2002, I took in the interest of in the health and wellness as the co-owner, along with my husband, of a retail and online alternative health care company, God Sent
yes.
Herbs, Merchants of the World.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I hold a Master of Science in Counseling, Psychology, Mental Health Counseling from Long Island University, a Bachelor of Science in Business Management and Communications, and an Associate of Arts and Liberal Arts from Adelphi University. And, yes, I live with my husband in South Carolina.
Very mm-hmm. good. I want to mm-hmm. welcome you. Thank you so much, my dear friend, Pamela McLean.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more, 5 to 7 minutes of your life and what you're doing with the vet center? That's what I'm interested in right now, particularly myself,
yes.
As you well know. So if you could
yes.
talk to us a few more minutes, we'd appreciate it.
Right. Tri-County Veterans Resource Center started in 2018. The concept for the center has been in progress for over 20 years, you know, subsequent to my honorable discharge from the United States Air Force and working for the Department of Veteran Affairs. I knew then, as I know now, that I could and should do better for our veterans. So therefore, I was inspired to serve on the Middlesex Veterans Advisory Council in New Jersey, the Outreach Committee, for 17 years. And then moving on to South Carolina, that's when I decided to turn one of our stores. I have a 3,000-square-foot store dedicated to the Veterans Center, donated from Merchants of the World. So anyway, from that moment on, I made a vow that I would dedicate myself to educate those that ensure that our freedoms are guaranteed. So I am still serving our country by helping the veterans. So realizing the keys to success, you know, is predicated on the ability to attract veterans throughout the three counties that I serve. But we also serve veterans throughout the United States via Zoom or by telephone. Since 2018, I actually started in the libraries just doing workshops on financial literacy, and we named it Savvy Stewardship, Financial Wellness. And the topics include budgeting, financial goal setting, credit and how to use it, credit repair, money management. The topics were credit cards, student loan scams, predatory loans. I have a background in financial aid. I work for colleges and universities. In the past. Also, one of the workshops and seminars that we give is physical and mental health wellness, and I incorporate wellness from my business, from God Sent Earth, Merchants of the World. So I just incorporate all of that, and we have a really good time. So after that, there was a gentleman, one of my volunteers. I have absolutely wonderful volunteers, but the main volunteer that I have right now, his name is Terry Irby Sr., and he is a four-time Vietnam veteran, disabled vet, like I said, from Vietnam, and he worked for the VA in the Benefits Department. So he volunteers at the center to help veterans with the benefits that they're trying to get from VA. In our pipeline right now, caseload, we have over 60. And since 2018, we've probably helped over maybe 400 veterans with various services that we offer and programs. So we offer helping veterans to enroll in a public benefit in VA health care programs, VA claims assistance information, that's where Terry Irby comes in, offering them entrepreneurship and small business labs, and employment contacts and resources, so the resource center. And having started the Women's Veterans Support Group, but that's in the pipeline to come starting early next year. I'm sorry, were you trying to tell me something, Aaliyah?
No. We're just listening. Very interesting.
Okay.
Keep it going.
Okay, yes. And so with that being said, veterans that come to the center, we can talk to them over the telephone or, like I said, through Zoom. If they come into the center, we sit down, we take information from them and see how best to serve them. The ones that are coming in for benefits through the VA, just say for hearing loss, anything that happened to them during the war, whatever's going on with them, and they'd like to put in an application, we just help them go through the application process. Believe it or not, yes, you can go online at the VA and you can fill out the form. But because we have Terry, who's worked for the VA benefits for over 12 years, and he still has contacts with that's in Columbia, South Carolina, he's best able to sit down and really talk to the person to see what's the best way for them to apply for these types of benefits. We have veterans that come in that have never even done anything with the VA. And let me just say this. You do not have to join the VA health care center because some veterans do not have had bad experiences with that. And they do not want to join. Well, you don't have to do that in order for you to apply for different types of benefits that you need. With that being said, he also will sit down and not only do that, but really listen because he has that experience, especially the ones that have been over in the war, Persian Gulf, Vietnam, you know, any war theater veteran. There is a certain way that you need to really listen and sit down and not only listen to them, but hear them and just let them tell their story. And so once you get a lot when a person sit down and tell you, especially a veteran, sit down and tell you their story, and then you can really make the recommendations that they need to go forth with that. So they can come in, they can talk about the benefits. We sit down with them, and if they need other services, local services that they need, we do that as well. Let's see.
That's great. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And I'm trying to get it all in for you.
Yeah.
We provide outreach to veterans recently returning from the tour of duty, offering education opportunities, as I stated before, employment contacts, financial stability. We give veterans and their families tools to articulate their wellness, you know, gain self-awareness, employment self-management, develop relationship skills. They come in with so much. If we find that someone needs to get any type of therapy, there is a gentleman that I personally, they can always go to the VA and to the vet centers where I work for the vet centers, two of them, two in New Jersey and one in Brooklyn. The vet centers is part of the VA, but they are in the neighborhoods. And so these centers sometimes veterans do not want to go to the big, sterile VA, you know, Veteran Affairs
right.
building.
Mm-hmm.
They like to stay in the neighborhood. So the
right.
vet center was developed just for that. I worked in Newark. I also worked in Trenton. Since that time, they have moved. This has been a few years ago. They moved to different cities. But just there in the neighborhood, you come in, it's like your own private practice almost within the VA. So that
mm-hmm.
was so wonderful. Great success at that. I did social work as well as clinical therapy with the veterans at that time. So right now through iCenter, I still refer them to the vet centers in this area or whichever area that they are living in the United States. And I also will suggest that they go to Timothy Therapist, who was one of my co-counsel with him for many, many years. We taught in colleges and universities together, and he's a dear friend of mine, and he is a 20-year Air Force retired veteran. So, you know, he knows the culture. He helps them with so much, even when they're trying to get their benefits for PTSD. Any of those types of benefits that he had, and he actually does things on a sliding scale. When you go to the vet center and when you go to the VA, those services are free. You know, in our center, we provide a comfortable and professional environment for all veterans and their family. You know, employing the latest technology, cutting-edge methodology and techniques to ensure goals and objectives are met. And so with that, we stand on my on my resource pages on the website. Our website is TC, and that's T for Tango, C for Charlie, Veterans with an S, VETERANS, Resource, RESOURCE, without an S, .org. And so if you go to the resources page, I, first of all, I have I'm not sure if many of you are aware of the Veterans Crisis Line. It's dial 988, then press 1. We're not a long number anymore, which is fantastic. You can also text 838-255. And you can also start a confidential chat. You can go right onto my website there on the home page and on the resources page. And you can actually just click into their angry text. You can click in 988, and it'll just prompt you to those different resources that you need to do. This is if you're in crisis, if you know a veteran that is in crisis.
You know, okay, that's great. Pam, I think I have a couple of questions here. So
okay.
I'm going to ask my co-host Latifa if she can take care of that.
We have a caller on 706. So I want to get that caller in. 706-627. You're on the CWSG Friday Roundtable. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, this is Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And I appreciate the educational process. I've been working with the VA indirectly as a service needer, and also learning the process. We're going on Wilson, at least since 1996.
Okay.
And since 1996, and really a little before that, but at 1996 is when the VA became a slowdown process of education of the veterans in the United States of America. I've worked with a lot of the Veterans Association. I've worked with the VA in trying to learn the process of how benefits are distributed, how they're denied, and some of the things of why they are denied. Now, like myself, I have a VA appeal that's been going on almost 30 years.
Mm.
Well, when I was in the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that Vietnam soldiers were not given a briefing when they got discharged if they was under the rank of E5. You were sent back home from Vietnam without a debriefing and things that they have now. I mean, it's growing, and the service is growing, but it is a, using the word, nurture.
Mm-hmm.
The United States government or the system that we are up under in this country tend to string out the benefits that that everyone has on different levels and for different reasons. Now, we have the descendants of African Americans, slaves of the United States of America. You'd be surprised how the United States government is doing everything it can to keep us, using the old saying, begging for the crumbs from the table, even though there are benefits, you know. And one of the things that you, and I went to school, the GI Bill, I helped other people buy homes. I helped other people get involved with how to benefit. I even talked to MARVA, you know, the Muslim Veterans Association. And we're not using our desire to be free to enjoy life, you know, and that's in all countries. I mean, the system that denies the veterans, especially those of color, their rights, is a process that they use to keep us in the quagmire of turning around and begging. You're begging even for your own rights, even though you wouldn't put yourself out. So all of these different forms, right? Even of right now, just had another denial of appeal on hepatitis B, you know, and they've been fighting this for almost 20-something years because they do not want to recognize and have to pay me back all that back money. Now, they tell you in the beginning of the process that they, due to the burning of the records and things, the record centers a while back and everything, and most of your veteran and Korean veterans, a lot of their records have been burned up. They even applied that it could have been a conspiracy to do so. The black soldiers and the soldiers of different color, you know, and poor Caucasian soldiers, their rights, you know, with a bunch of strangers to it. They supposed to give you the benefit of the doubt. If you could prove you was there at the time in the service-connected disability or whatever, they would give you the benefit. They have been fighting me personally and other veterans who I know who have died after 15 years of still trying to get their benefits so that their wives and their children will have their benefits if they pass or if law call them on.
So I need to ask a question here. In the middle of that, brother, that's really something serious to think about. I want to ask Pam, do you have an advocacy program? Do you have anyone who can advocate for people like this brother here who's called in? Because he's got some issues, and it seems like, you know, 15 years somebody else has died, still trying to advocate for themselves.
Right. We've heard of cases like that. My center, specifically, the volunteer that I have, we do not have him on payroll, he volunteers and he will sit down and listen to a person's story, such as this brother here. You can actually just call our number is 908-217-9788, and we'll try to see if we can help address some of what's happening with you. Terry does sit down and talk to people to go into appeals, and he can perhaps he can help you in that area. But we're overall
the number
908.
No, I'm asking the brother.
Oh,
the 7.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Yes.
What I had to say now is that I have worked with congressmen in 3 or 4 different states, Virginia, Georgia, Ohio, and I've been with people like Bishop Safford here in Georgia, Congressman Scott there in Virginia. I have been engaged and have had the help assisted to me by some of the best, even Sam Nunn, who used to be in charge of VA. You know, they only can go so far.
Okay.
And you'd be surprised that VA is like a IRS. It can shut the door on anybody. And now, Bishop Safford and some other congressmen who I have worked with and senators, they can only go so far. And the VA, if the VA do not want to respond to them, they put the same delayed program on them. You know, and you'd be surprised in the magnitude, right? Right now, Bishop Safford here in Georgia, It's a couple of weeks ago, been ignored.
Right.
He's been helping me with my case, going on almost 8 years.
Wow.
Okay.
And they still got him in the same holding pattern that he's done with Senator Scott, Senator Sam Nunn. They held him till a law called him back, and giving full chance. So I'm trying to tell you, it takes the conscientious unification of veterans
right.
for themselves, and the help that the sister was talking about here and everything like. Then we can help y'all to help us.
Mm.
If you follow and don't have a unified protocol of actually really working with the veterans and the laws of the United States government, you ain't gonna go nowhere except who they want. And they pay who they want to. They pay them how they want to. There's a lot of veterans who have been denied 100% disability because they don't want to give them dental care.
So let me just say this, brother. I really hear you, but I really want to get back to the services that we offer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, the benefits, you're passionate. I'm a veteran just like you, and I'm very passionate about all of those matters. But I'm really just trying to share what we do to help the veterans. We're not just doing the VA. That's just one of the benefits on there. And please call me. I'd love to hear you more. My volunteer veterans, we can all have a conversation, maybe do a Zoom together. But right now, I just wanted to give the audience what we do here and how we can. We've been successful with getting benefits for some of our veterans. Been doing this since 2018. We've had veterans to go ahead and get their benefits, and they were not denied. Even if they were denied, that's why it's important to have someone to actually sit down and go through the application with them. We don't fill it out or anything like that. They fill out their own application, but we actually Terry actually sits down with them and gives them the right, let them know the type of words that they need to use, because there is a way to fill out those applications so that you can get the benefits that you're supposed to need. He sits down and he counsels them, when you go, this is what to expect when you go to a VA doctor to go in to determine whether you're going to get these benefits or not. So all those things are very, very important. We do this on a small scale, hope to grow, but we do this on a small scale, and so we are just helping the ones that we can that come to us right now. So I just wanted to just go ahead and say that to you. But I hear you. My brother's a Vietnam vet. I have many Vietnam vets that come to us. You're absolutely right in all of the things that you were saying there. So, there's no question about that. My point is that if you sign up with the VA and you have benefits, even if you have medical benefits there, even if you don't use them, take advantage of them. There are other benefits out there, housing benefits. You can go to the va.gov, va.gov is the main website for the VA. And you can go on my website. I have the VA mental health information site. You can just click into there. Of course, I have the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. I got veterans e-benefits. This is for spouses as well. We don't just help veterans. We help their spouses, their children. So you can go on to there, the different company, the different veteran organizations, Disabled American Vets. I have their websites on there, American Legion, and others as well. So are there any more questions that perhaps
I'm ready to go? Just a moment. I'm getting ready to go to a PSA.
Okay,
and so we'll be right back with you. Just sitting, don't touch that dial.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, Director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio Station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
He went very far. I'm sitting here taking notes. I love my... That's what I was going to ask you.
There's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected, and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim-hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM 360, where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe, when we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am one of your hosts, Latifa Amin. I don't know what happens there. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to the CWSC Friday Roundtable. All right, we are going to, we have Martha. I'm going to get with you, Priscilla. I know she wants to give an announcement, and we will get to her very shortly here. We want to finish up this. We're going to be wrapping up Sister Pam in about 5 minutes. We're going to be wrapping up so that we can give Sister Priscilla the last 5 minutes or so on the platform. She's got to give an announcement, inshallah. 727-916. Martha, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Yes, I have a question for this is Pam. Yes, I just young man who said that he had gotten into trouble and I guess had a dishonorable discharge or other than honorable.
Uh-huh.
And does that deny them all future benefits? And this has been some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say what the charges were.
Yeah.
But he's it was in a different country, I think. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
how can he go about to at least find out what benefits he may have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good question. I wanted to be able to cover that because we have quite a few veterans that come to us and want to know how to upgrade their discharge. Some of them have other than honorable, some have discharge. There is my number, and I'll give that again. He can give me a call, and we can direct him on how, where he can go in which state is he residing in.
Mm-hmm.
The state, the young man. Hello?
What happened?
Martin?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. Which state is
we're
young
in Florida.
In Florida.
We're in
okay.
Florida.
Right, so you give me a call and I can probably help him navigate on where he needs to go. A lot of times, this is a really good tip here. When that is happening, we suggest that the veteran get as many references and character references of what he's been doing all of this time, no matter how many years, whether he goes to church, to the mosque, job, character references, family, friends, just compile as many as you can because that helps you when you're trying to go in to upgrade your discharge. So he can just give me a call at 908-217-9788. Or he can go onto my website, tcveteransresource.org, go in where it says contact, and put in a request for that information, and we'll get right back to him.
Okay, if you can give that number one more time, I apologize.
Yeah,
area code
908-217-9788.
Thank you.
And the website is tcveteransresource.org. You go to the contact page, and there you can put in the information and do that. Or you can email me at info@tcveteransresource.org.
That's TC, T as in Thomas?
Uh-huh, T for Tango, C for Charlie. Veteran
okay.
with an S,
V-E-R-T-E-R, N-S, resource, without the S, R-E-S-O-U-R-C-E.org. I was actually listening. I was actually listening to a documentary or announcement of some veterans in New York where they were dishonorably discharged and it was not of their, really of their own doing. And they are in the process of trying to put a bill together, okay, a bill together so that these people that was dishonorably discharged, their discharges can be upgraded because they were not treated fairly. So that is a really a hot topic, and I did want to address that. So thank you for asking that question, Ms. Martha.
Yeah, that was really good and good
yes.
response as well.
mm-hmm.
I think there's another person.
Okay.
Latifa.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. I see. I see. I'm just doing this engineering, so I'm
yes.
learning it as well as yes. doing it. So,
okay.
yes, ma'am, thank you so much for the questions and the answers were great.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have more awareness and more information
yes.
given. I think these are your last seconds here, so if you can just
okay.
run through all of your contact information.
Yes.
One more time, very slowly,
okay.
and then.
Okay. In our Veterans Center, my contact information is the phone number is area code 908-217-9788. The website is tcveteransresource.org. And I can be contacted on the contact page. We also have a volunteer page. And we also have a page where you can donate. We are always accepting donations, which are tax deductible. Some of the services we have, the center, as I stated before, that was donated by Merchants of the World and has been painted. It's absolutely beautiful. If you come back, probably next week, I'll put some pictures up actually on the website, and I'm going to shoot another video. Our Facebook page is Tri-County Veterans Resource Center. And the last thing that I'd like to say is that veterans that they talk very ill about the VA system, but use all of the services and the benefits that you can get. Let's keep this up on an upturn because they are some good services. I am a disabled veteran, and I have been granted my benefits as well. I use the VA services, and I'm also a Medicare recently this year, so I have like double insurance. Do not sleep on getting the benefits that you can get. So if you want to know more information, just please contact me. And thank you so much for listening. May everyone have a blessed, blessed weekend.
Thank you so much, Pamela. And the information was valued, and it's really good to hear a female veteran's voice. So
yes.
Appreciate you for coming on, and we
okay.
look forward
thank
to you.
You
later.
I appreciate.
And if you continue to listen, you can. And
yes,
I'm over to Latifa. We have another person coming on. Thank you once again, Pamela. Have a good Friday.
Thank you, Latifa, and Aaliyah for having me. I really appreciate you, sisters. Doing a fabulous job.
We'll definitely have to get you back, Pam. You got some valuable information. So, you know, thank you for spending your little bit of your time today with us. All righty. We're going to take a quick station identification break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to open up the line to Sister Priscilla so she can give us an update on the cruise that's coming up and also where are we going? Barbados. Slip my mind for a second. All right. Once I sit down, we'll be right back, inshallah.
As-salamu alaykum. This is Imam Dr. Wazir Ali, and I want to talk to you about something. Something that strikes at the very heart of our families and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or socioeconomic status.
All right, Wolfie,
I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women. that the Me Too movement addresses and that helped us to see an even deeper and systemic long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, is to help move these injustices out of the dark into the light. For that, we're going to need you and me are a We Too movement in which we say no more. We must be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your imam and other counselors, hold workshops in your community, invite experts to learn more, and talk about it in individual conversations. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our society. And that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their work, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
And welcome back to the CWSC Friday Roundtable. I'm going to turn it over into the hands of Sister Priscilla right now. She's going to give us an update on the Barbados cruise and also the going to the Barbados island, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much. I must say, as a veteran, I found the second half of your program extremely enlightening, and I just wanted to share, I agree with everything that was said, but the one thing that the brother who came on said about an advocacy program specifically address the benefit backlog. Right. And so myself as well has been have submitted for benefits and been denied. So I wanted to say, not only as a veteran, but as a retired Department of Veterans Affairs employee, and also as a vice president of a federal union. And I worked at the Veterans Departments of Veterans Affairs here in California. So I am very interested and would love to assist in any way possible. P to Priscilla to Pamela. I will definitely give you my number, and hopefully we can have a conversation. So my number is area code 323-608-5519. I also enjoyed the first half of the program. Being on the West Coast, I had to get up at 4 o'clock and 5 for sure to make sure that I was on this conversation. And so let me give you an update on our Barbados program. We have two programs happening in Barbados, March 3rd through March 12th, 2023. Our island, our Barbados Island event, again, starts March 3rd, which is that Friday, Juma, in Barbados at one of the masjids there. And that later that evening, we will be having our Excellence in Journalism program with Muslim Journal. That should be very, very interesting, and that is in support of Muslim Journal in their subscription and sponsorship drive. You know, on the island, entertainment starts in the evening, so, you know, we have the night to enjoy. And then we have Saturday. These are our island events. Then we have Saturday, our 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Conference. That would be Saturday. with workshops, journalism as well, education, civic and such. We will be offering tours. The business in Barbados Halal experience will be assisting us with tours and transportation. Then, let's see, Sunday we will be having meet and greet and interfaith dialogues and more touring and some little special programs in and out through your stay. Then island program that ends on Sunday. And then Sunday evening, there's a boarding on the ship to do our seven-day cruise. And that's the Rhapsody of the Seas ship that we will be leaving out of Bridgetown, Barbados. And we will be traveling to six other islands. I don't have my paperwork in front of me, so please forgive me. I will try to do this by memory. I know we're going to St. Vincent. I know we're going to, St. Vincent. Oh, goodness gracious, I can't remember. And I apologize for that. But I can tell you that you can go to our Facebook page, and if you put just the letter CWSC, which is for Community Wide Shore Conference, but if you just put CWSC, you should come up with the group. And I am working very diligently to keep that group page updated. You will see both flyers for our island events, for our tour events. Now, what is most important is all crews and cabins must be paid for by next December. By December 20th, if you are interested in joining the cruise, now I'm only speaking about the cruise, if you're interested in joining us on the cruise as well, then you need to pay your cabin in full by December 20th. How do you pay that? You can go to cwsc.us. That's our website. You go to the donation area. You click on donation. You click on one-time payment only, and you can do that. That's PayPal. There is a cost, a fee, but you can pay that. You can pay it in installations throughout the month of what's left of this month and the rest of next month to reach that December 20th deadline. We're going to have a ball. And I really, really, really encourage those of us who can make the cruise, do the cruise, because after our conference, 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning conference on the island, we will do our think tank on the cruise. And we will also have additional workshops as well. So, and most importantly, we will have our vow renewal, which we did in 2020 on our 10-year anniversary cruise. That was a big hit. And so, inshallah, we will be doing that again. Also, if we have any single individuals, we will also be doing our courtship area as well, so our program as well on the ship. The prices run from $800 to $1,500, I believe, per cabin. This is double occupancy, so if you have a cabin and you want it all by yourself, you got to pay for two people. If you have a cabin and you pay your share, you're going to need a partner to pay the other share. For example, couples, that's one price for the husband, one price for the wife. And I'm excited about the particular cruise because we have a family coming in, and it's three generations. And I spoke to the sister, and I said, oh, my goodness, you're going big. And she said, I'm 80 years old. I might not ever be able to take another vacation or cruise again. We're going to La Vida Loca. And so she's coming. Her granddaughter's coming, and a little one is coming. And I think that's exciting. I grew up traveling, and anytime you can expose young folks to other cultures and experiences, it's a beautiful thing. I can be reached at 323-608-5519 if you have any questions. Again, we have two events, our island event, March 3rd to March 5th, and then our cruise, March 5th through March 12th, leaving out of Bridgetown, Barbados. Again, you cannot get into the island of Barbados any other way other than flying in. In our research, we have found that JetBlue has the best prices and schedule. So if you're interested, you need to get on that really quickly. Another thing is our host hotel is the Coconut Court Island a Beach Hotel in Bridgetown, Barbados. Their pricing for our group is $243 in some sense a night, which is a darn good price considering where we're going, considering what's been happening in the world in the last 2 years. And they are working very hard and providing us all the amenities that they can. And so we're quite pleased with the Coconut Court Hotel. That, too, is in Bridgetown. Again, if you go to our Facebook page, just type in CWSC and it should pop up. We have all the information for the hotel, how to reach them, and make your reservations. Now, the hotel does require 30% down payment on your room. So let's see, have I forgot anything? Yes, you must have a passport to travel. Anything else? Cruise or just on the islands, you do need a passport. It is not too late to get your passport. You can go to a .gov website and get it, or you can just go back to the Community Wise Your Conference website, which is cwsc.us. And we have a place there that you can click on and go directly to the government website to order your passport. If I've forgotten anything, if there are any questions, I am going to stay on. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. And I hope you join us in Barbados.
Could you give us your phone number one more time slowly, please?
Yes, because Pamela is listening, and she wanted to get in touch with you as well.
Thank you. 323-608-5519. Again, 323-608-5519, and I'm Priscilla.
All right. Thank you so much, Priscilla. Appreciate
yes.
it.
Okay, the information. Oh, my goodness.
All righty, our time has come. It is approximately we're at the top of the hour here.
Yes, it's one minute
more.
Left. 1 minute, and I'm looking. Yes, thank you so much, Tika. Oh my goodness, this has really been a good session for me, and a good training, and a good learning experience. And the guests, I appreciate you, Latifa. My goodness, and you have to, again, I'm going to come up with my own questions and some more own questions and some trick questions for you because you have a wealth of information. You do a lot of things. I want people to know what you do because I know you do a lot of things, and I appreciate you. Sister Martha, you are an encyclopedia, and I appreciate it. and I appreciate it. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Appreciate it, even just for today. Thank you, guys.
And thank you. And please join us back here for Share Your Juma. It will be today at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, 1:30 Central Standard Time. Please join us back here for Share Your Juma, inshallah. And also 6 o'clock p.m. for Community Buzz, and also 7 o'clock with Community Developmental Stages, both with Nyla, Martha Nyla Abdullah, inshallah. So please join us back here. Pretty sure I didn't get the name of the Khatib yet, but that's okay. Whoever it is, we'll be here at 2:30, inshallah, Eastern Standard Time. So we look forward to that. Juma Mubarak to everyone. And thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedule, guys. We know we could not do it without a listening audience. And so we always want to make sure that we give you the thanks, because without you being here, we could not do what we do. So alhamdulillah, and thank you so, so much for tuning in. And inshallah, we've given you something that you can take with you today. We pray that Allah will make it easy for us all the way, inshallah. So, Aliyah, did you have anything else? I'm going to...
No. Everybody have a good and a safe weekend, and may Allah bless you all to return next week to listen to another episode. Thank you, Latifa.
And
Sister
and
Martha.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Great job,
Pamela.
Appreciate
yes,
you.
And Pamela, our guest.
All right, inshallah. We are going to sign off with Sister Suad Elamine, inshallah. All right, Martha has a question here. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Martha.
Alaikum as-salam. Alaikum as-salam. I wanted to get your attention. Yes, today it will be 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. I've a message, Mohammed of Jacksonville, Florida. I apologize.
No, that's 12:30. Oh, that's going to be 12:30 today. That's early for Eastern time for June.
Yeah, because the time changed. From 1:30 and time went forward, it took it back to the 12:30. I mean, time went back.
Oh, okay. Well, it's 11:30 my time. Wow. Okay. Well, alhamdulillah. If you've heard it, listening audience, it's going to be 12:30 Eastern Standard Time today, 11:30 Central Standard Time. So, alhamdulillah, we're glad that
and
you clarified that.
And the khatib is Imam Yahya Abdullah.
Okay, Imam Yahya Abdullah. All righty. Thank you so much, Martha. Appreciate it. All right. Juma Mubarak to everyone. May Allah continue to bless us on this journey we call life. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum. Wa alaykum.
Sing it for me.